Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, today I'm broadcasting from our nation's capital. I'm back in Washington, D.C. this week following some of those key legislative priorities impacting today's U.S. beef cattle industry.
The old saying is the world's run by those who show up, and that's a real fact, and that's the way it is.
This week here in our nation's capital, a lot of important issues like tax reform, Endangered Species Act reform, and even the waters of the U.S. are being discussed. And even though markets are still very important, Dan McCarty, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's director of LMC Industry and Affiliate Outreach, says most ranchers would agree it's federal regulation that threatens their livelihoods.
We all back at home know how we want to manage our farms and ranches. We just want the government to get out of the way. So that's why we're back here, is making sure that we can manage our resources the way we see fit. And we can operate and market our calves and market our grain and everything else the way we see fit.
So when it comes to key legislative priorities for the U.S. beef cattle industry, I think it's safe to say that the work never ends back here on Capitol Hill. But I'm also pleased to report that a little bit of progress is in fact being made. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.